broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Man, this guy's an OG Toronto comedy icon. I don't want to say legend, but he's an icon and he's a dude that I look up to. Guys, please give it up, make some noise for Keith Pedro!
Hey, guys! Woo! Yes! Right! Hey! Come on! Yeah! We feeling good? Monday? Yeah? Come on. You all right here? Who's not giving a fuck about this Jays game right now? Make some noise. Not giving a shit about this Jays. I don't like baseball. I don't watch baseball. I don't agree with a sport where you gotta fucking stretch in the middle of watching the game. You know what I mean? Like, how boring is a fucking game where you gotta get up and fucking stretch? Right? And then the players, they eat on the bench. Do you know that? That's not a real sport. You don't see fucking, like, remember Doug Gilmore? He didn't fucking chuck a hoagie before he went on the ice. Right? He didn't do that. But I'm glad you guys are here. Right? Give yourselves a round of applause. Monday, Rivoli. We have a great show this night. And I want to welcome all the listeners. Listening in the car here at Sirius XM, Canada Laughs, in the car, at home, wherever you listen, if you're taking a shit right now and you're listening to this, don't forget to wipe, bro. Don't forget to wipe. Oh, man, this weather's hot today. Shit, you gotta go commando in this motherfucker, man, right? Balls be sticking to shit. This is hot, man. On my way here, I saw a fucking crackhead suck dick for sunscreen. Yeah, dude. Now my fucking skin is peeling. It's a bad day for me, is what I'm trying to say. It's a bad day. It's fucking hot, man. I like the brown corner right there. What up, yo? Branton in the house? Yo, we did it. We out here. I was driving through Brampton recently. I saw a bunch of kids playing hockey, like 9 brown kids playing hockey. I was like, damn. They were tearing it up too. And I said to myself, yo, I can't wait for that first, like, brown kid to make the NHL. Like a real Punjabi. Like, he's so Punjabi, he don't even have a helmet. He got a turban and a chin strap. Like, he don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Think about that guy. If he makes the NHL, he's going to change the game forever. Forever. He's going to be the first ever player to bargain penalty minutes. You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes in the box. Whoa, buddy. Chief, I do 3 minutes in the box, and for 2 minutes, I skate around with no stick, okay? He fucking bounces and shit. The announcers be like, Suresh Patel doing his signature move. He's in the office. Oh, man. You got a lot. This is a multicultural group right here. Shit, it's like looking at the fucking Omni Channel or some shit. Like, it's the black eyed peas in one table right here. Damn. It's all right. What's your background, dude? Where are you from?
Jamaican and Trinidad.
Jamaican and Trinidad. So straight Caribbean talk. So Caribbean is just, you're fucked up that day. You're hoping your health card's not expired. There you go. I love Jamaicans. I love Caribbeans. What do you notice when they talk to you? They always talk to you in that patois when they start cussing, right? Jamaicans, got a lot of Jamaican friends, and when they talk to me, they talk to me in that patois. I don't know how to respond, okay? I don't know what to say. So when they talk to me that shit, the only thing I say is I say the words that Sean Paul would say in his songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain Sean Paul phrases. They're like, yo, Keith Wagwan star! I'm just like, some of us are them. Some white girls walk by, Jody and Rebecca. Atta on a yacht. What the fuck's he saying, man? I'm making money on a yacht? I don't fucking know. I'm feeling all right, man. I just turned 32 recently. I know, right? I know. But it's crazy, when you get older, the way you treat your money is different. You ever notice that shit? Right? Remember when you're younger, you used to walk into high school and brag how expensive your clothes were? Right? You walk into high school showing off that leather jacket. Yo, guys, check out this jacket, $300. What? Then now, as you get older, it's like, yo, check out these pants, H&M, $12. What? Still got the tag on. Gonna return it tomorrow after the interview. Okay? Don't fuck around. I need this shit. 32, man. I also got a 14-year-old daughter at home. Don't applaud that. I did nothing. I just didn't pull out. I left it in there. Right? You have to leave it in there. When the usher's playing in the background, fuck. Gotta leave it in. But the problem with having a 14-year-old daughter is I look like a fucking 14-year-old myself. Like, that's... You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Like, I can't even... drop her off at school and get a late slip without getting one myself. You know, they're just going to hand me one and like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, fuck you, man. Relax, right? And it sucks because I don't know what to do certain times with my daughter. But the best thing about having a 14-year-old daughter is looking like a 14-year-old. That means if any kid were to fuck around with my daughter, all I really have to do is just walk in that school during lunch break and fuck them up in front of everybody. And they'd be like, holy shit, look at those ninth graders go at it. God damn. They're like, yo, Ricky, man, what school is that kid from? School? That was a full-grown man kicking my ass. Look, he's driving away playing lotto about to vote. Right? But I'm a tiny guy, too. I'm a small guy. I sprained my ankle recently. You know, when you're this short and you fuck standing up, it's always on your tippy toes. So that's how I look when I'm smashing puss. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Right? And when you fuck standing up, what's the position? Nachos. What's the position, bro? How you fuck standing up? How you do it?
Standing up. I'm standing up.
You're not paying attention to what I said? How do you fuck stand... Okay, this guy was knee-deep in the nachos, man. You need to go on your lunch break more, man.
Do you want to see a thrust or something?
No, I'm... He clearly wasn't paying attention. Okay, the position when you fuck standing up is never face-to-face, right? It's never face-to-face. Who fucks face-to-face? Well, there's only one person who fucks face-to-face standing up. That's Leonardo DiCaprio, okay? He's the only guy that's allowed to fuck like that. But when you fuck standing up, what is it? Doggy style, right? You bend her over, back shots, boop, back, back, boop. When I'm doing that, I'm on my tippy toes, okay? I don't look fucking cool. I look like fucking Caillou trying to climb a shelf to get some cookies, man. It's embarrassing. Like a Filipino Caillou trying to get some guava juice. It's fucked up, right? I also talked about having my daughter. I got a son, too, 10-year-old son. Whoop! Anybody here have a little boy at their house? No? No one here have a little boy at their house? Son? Nephew? Hang on, whatever. The thing about my son is I have the best motivational speech waiting for him, okay? Best motivation. Because my son is a special boy. He was conceived off pre-cum. Yeah, he was, for real, man, my girl was on the pill, I pulled out, everything was supposed to happen according to plan, but it didn't, right? I planned it out and everything. Think about it, he's going to grow up one day and be like, Dad, I can't deal with my life no more, I hate myself, I hate my fucking life, I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to grab him by his fucking throat and say, look, son, you're that 1% that made it to the egg, you're a miracle, baby, you are destined for greatness. And me and your mom did it standing up, so you have to fucking fight gravity for that shit. While I was struggling, looking like Caillou. All right, Riv, you guys ready to start the show, guys? You guys ready to start this or no? You guys ready to start the show? I think we could get louder. I think we could get louder. There you go. Guys, we got an amazing show for you. Just keep bringing up the energy. Every time I bring up a comic's name, just go ape shit. Just go scream like you just got your fucking HST check and you weren't expecting it, but it came in the fucking mail and you're so happy it did. But guys, your first comic to start off the show, very funny guy, Chris Robinson. Oh!
I know I couldn't bring up a girl like that, but whatever, let's keep going. No, I'm just kidding. I had a kid this week. That was pretty sick. It's pretty fucking dope. I don't know, man. It was pretty crazy because my girl was like, before she was giving birth, she was like, I want to go get waxed, you know? I just want to get, like, a Brazilian so it looks nice down there before I give birth. I'm like, really? You serious? Like, what's the point? That's like getting a fresh paint job before a demolition derby. Like, what the fuck? Serious? No matter how good it looks, it's still going to get ruined after, okay? In front of a bunch of hillbillies. She gave birth in a trailer park. Birth in a trailer park. No. It was pretty nice. Well, I remember when I felt him kick for the first time. That was a crazy experience. But I feel like it was ruined by my vernacular. Because I speak with too much slang, you know? I feel like if it was anyone else, they would have felt their baby kick and just been like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe you and I came together and our love created existence in this universe. Who knows? This person could go on to change the world. I love you. I love us. You know, something nice like that. But me, I was just like bawling. I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. This is so fucking lit. Oh, shit, yo. This baby's gonna be so swagged out, me. But sorry I'm crying so much. I'm hit a dab on him. It's just ruined. It's bullshit. And I called her dad immediately when the baby came out and everything. But I still talk with slang. And I called him and I was like, John, little homie touchdown. And he was just like, what? He has a touchdown syndrome? I'm like, no, chill out, man. Touchdown, relax. He's good. It's pretty sick. My girl's white, so I got a mixed baby. Yay, yay. It's going to be cute as fuck. Well, he is cute as fuck. But he's going to get mad bitches with his green eyes and tan skin. It's going to be nice. It's always just sexier, too, when people are mixed race. Isn't it? It is. You know, you ever tell your boy you meet a girl who's like mixed race? Be like, yo, man, met this girl, half Italian, half Cuban. They're like, oh, damn, that's legal? Fuck. Lucky. Man, no matter what, it always sounds sexy. Could be the most random mix. Be like, yo, man, just met this girl. Half Brazilian, half orangutan. Yo, big booty, huge wide face like a dinner plate. That's what I like. I don't know about y'all, but I like my girls covered in pubes, okay? That's how I like my girls. It's dope. Oh, man. I realized something. I realized there's no good... Still good racial slurs for white people. You know? Can you think of any? Like cracker, honky, does that hurt anybody's feelings? No, of course not. But I realize if you take someone's country of origin and then a food from that country and then add nigger after it, it's pretty offensive. It is. You know? So you start talking to a Greek guy, getting a fight with a Greek guy. You don't know what to say to him. Be like, oh yeah, really? Why'd you get out of my face, you tzatziki nigger? Yeah, souvlaki nigger over here. I'm talking to you, buddy. Or if it's an Italian dude, be like, this spaghetti bandit nigger over here. This gnocchi nigger. Or if it's a regular white trash Canadian dude, be like, this Kraft dinner with raw hot dogs and ketchup-eating nigger over here. Better get the fuck off my porch, bucko. Oh, man. And just to let you guys know, for some reason, all black people think that white people eat raw hot dogs. Okay? I'm sorry. I don't know where that started from, but that's your stereotype in our community. Half the people are just in shock. Like, wait a minute. You guys cook them? Ugh. Yuck. Like them wet and cold out the bag. Thank you very much. Ice cold ballpark Franks. Oh, man. You guys are fun. I went to Montreal this summer, too. It was pretty sick. I liked it there. I was a little thrown off, though, when I got there, because I didn't know they had gangsters in Montreal. Did you guys know that? You knew that? Fuck, I didn't know that, man. I don't know, I just can't really be intimidated by a French accent, you know? Like, I feel like if I'm walking around Toronto late at night, some guy comes up to me, he's like, yo, bro! Like, that's gonna make me a little nervous. If I'm walking around Quebec late at night, some guy's like, salut, mon frère! Salut, mon frère! I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here, man. There's no way. No way I'm losing a fight to someone saying salut, okay? It's not happening. It'll be a two-punch knockout. I'll knock out you and Benom. I don't give a fuck. Fucking poutine nigger, get the fuck out of here. Piece of shit. Oh, man. Hood dudes, man. Hood dudes piss me off, too, sometimes. You know? You know why? Because they always talk about keeping it real. They're always like, yo, man, you got to keep it real. Gotta keep it real, man. But they don't keep it real all the time. I was hanging out with my brother and his friends. My brother's pretty hood. We're watching a football game at this girl's house. And this girl just had a litter of puppies. And all these hood dudes are trying to act like these puppies aren't cute. Every single fucking one of them is walking around, Mr. Big Shot. Man, get this fucking fluffy-ass ragamuffin out of here, man. Motherfucker keeps bringing me toys, dropping it in front of me, tilting his head from side to side and shit. It's pissing me off, man. And I'm just, like, sitting in the corner, like, can I pet one fucking puppy, please? One goddamn puppy? Are you serious? They're golden retriever puppies. They're the cutest puppies on the planet, and I can't pet one? So I had to pretend like I hated the puppies too, just so I could get close to them. I like see the puppy in the corner, be like, yo, look at his, yo, look at his, yo, look at this ugly ass motherfucker, man. Shit, man, look at this ugly ass motherfucker, man. Shit, man. Man, you know what? I'm gonna pick him up just to see how ugly he really is. Yeah, he is pretty ugly with his floppy ears and his widow paws. Don't lick me, ugly ass puppy. Man, shit, you know what? I'm gonna take him outside and make him run around a bit. See how he likes that shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, you having fun now, puppy? Yeah. Yeah, you like frolicking in the grass? You like frolicking in the grass? You know what? I'm just gonna lay down in the grass with him for a little bit. I'm just gonna lay down with this ugly ass puppy. Oh, what, you getting tired now, puppy, huh? You getting tired? You getting tired? What, you wanna just come and sit on my lap and fall asleep and we could just be best friends forever in the dandelions? Little kibbles and bits eating nigga, get the fuck out of here. Motherfucker. All right, thanks, everybody. My name is Chris Robinson. You guys were amazing.
Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Aut Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM.
Give it up for the one and only Tracy Hamilton! Hey! Hey!
I'm doing pretty good. Got some exciting news. Celebrated an anniversary recently. I have officially been living in Toronto for 2 years. Yeah. I know, it's amazing. I love Toronto. Love living here. Just one thing. Just one little thing. The sketchy people in this city are very chatty. They are a very talkative group and abundant. There are so many people to talk to involuntarily. The other day, I'm walking down the street, I'm wearing this red hoodie, and this guy stops me and he goes, "Damn, girl, that is a nice jacket. You look just like Little Red Riding Hood. Do you fuck a lot of black guys?" Yeah, weird segue, I think you'd agree. It gets weirder, though. He was white. He was a white guy, as white as me under these lights right now. So white. Which means there are two possibilities here, right? Either that is the one person who actually doesn't see color, and when he looks in the mirror, he just sees a racist stereotype staring back at him, or he just doesn't know how that fairy tale ends. I guess his mom just never read it right. Fun fact, almost no fairy tales end in fucking a lot of black guys. I know, it's a disappointment to me as well. I'm not gonna let that guy change me, though. I'm gonna keep wearing that red hoodie because I know that if you're a girl and you're getting catcalled by a guy, it has fucking nothing to do with what you're wearing. Nothing at all. Like, you could be wearing no pants and a crop top or sweatpants and a hockey mask and it would make absolutely no difference at all. Would not make a difference. All a catcall is just a man going, "Woman! Yeah, that's a woman. I'm very confident that that is a woman." That's all it is. It's just men correctly identifying women in the street. Congratulations, you spotted one. Oh, I've been having a good summer. You guys been having a good summer? Yeah. I had my first meet cute this summer. You know, like in a romantic comedy where you meet somebody like really sexy in a kooky and unconventional way. That happened to me. My life is amazing. I was waiting for the subway, and it was rush hour traffic, so it's one of those like sardine can cars. Everybody's like packed in, super tight. So I like squeeze my way onto this train, and the train starts up, and the guy next to me kind of falls and sort of like bumps into me a bit, and he goes like, oh, sorry, I'm really sorry. And I was like, it's cool, it's like really crowded in here, so don't worry about it. Right? And then he did the sexiest thing, guys. He leaned over, and into my ear he went, got a nice ass. So hot, right? Yeah, they had to close the subway due to flooding because I got so wet from his sexy comment. Yeah, the kicker is, though, is I was wearing a dress at the time that went down below my knees and flared out quite a bit. So not only is this guy direct, he is intuitive. That is a very smart man. Yeah. I've got some exciting news. I am dating a new person. Oh, I know, a new person, a man, despite this haircut. Yeah. And he's the most like traditionally masculine guy that I've dated, you know? Like he's got like rough hands and seems like he'd have a good relationship with a horse, you know? His name is Blade. Yeah, take that in for a minute. His name is Blade. On his birth certificate, he's got two brothers. Their names are Dan and Mike. Yeah. Blade's a good guy. Glad to not be single anymore. Do we have any single people here? Huh?
Single people?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're all going to die alone anyway. Who cares, right? Doesn't matter. But dating in Toronto is like a special kind of hell. We're all very lucky that we don't have to do that because we're all so happy and definitely going to get married to the person we're currently with, right? But yeah, dating in Toronto is awkward because every date ends the exact same way. Like you get that moment at the end where you get to the subway and like one of you's going east and one of you's going west. So you like say goodbye to each other at the top of the stairs. And then you walk down the stairs and you just have to fucking stand across from that person for like 4 to 6 minutes. What are you supposed to do with all that time? It's just like you do like a couple of waves like, hi, and then like a couple of these, like, and then you just start updating them on how much time you have left on your side as if they care, like. I think what we should all start doing, okay, here's a tip for you guys. If you're on a date and you find yourself in this weird subway exchange and the date did not go particularly well, just use this as the opportunity to tell the other person. Is that bad? Right? Like, wait until their train is, like, right about to come, and then just shout across the platform, like, this is the minimum amount of distance I'd like between us all the time! And then, whoosh, their train goes by and takes them out of your life forever. Hey, that is a perfect solution, guys. Although that might give you a new fear of trains that are out of service. But something you weren't afraid of before, but are now. Congratulations. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm glad to be dating somebody so that it's not just me and my dog anymore. Love my dog. Got a little dog. She shits 1,000 times a day. And I clean it up in exchange for unconditional love and cuddles. Is that fair, you guys? Like, would I take that deal from a person? I think I might. Hey, I have done worse things for less love than that, so I would not put it past me. Maybe I would. I have found an expert solution for avoiding the traditional dating life. Date your coworkers. What could possibly go wrong there, right, guys? Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Blade works with me at my work. I work at a restaurant. Anybody else hate their life? Anybody? Anybody? Working at a restaurant is, it's good for a couple reasons, you know, like sexy singles in your area, as I have established with my relationship, but also free food, which is pretty nice, especially because I'm a comedian, so I mostly get paid in drink tickets. So it's nice to have a little food to soak all of that up, frankly. But the other day I got off a closing shift and I was walking home and I got a bunch of like leftover spaghetti and bread and stuff in my bag. I work at an Italian restaurant. And I'm walking home and I see this homeless guy on the street. So I go up to him and I'm like, hey man, I'm really sorry. I don't have any change for you, but I do have all this food. So when I like took the food out of my bag and I showed it to him and he went, is this gluten free? And I was like, okay. Obviously, this homeless man is trying to make a hilarious topical joke. So I'll go with it, right? So I laughed really hard at his joke, and then he gave me this really serious look that told me that he was not kidding about his gluten allergy. So I was just like, oh, never mind, and put the food back in my bag, and then I walked away, right? But then I realized that to anybody watching this interaction happen, it looks like I just walked up to this homeless man, showed him a bunch of food, laughed at him really hard, and then walked away with all of the food. My reputation is ruined, you guys. You guys have been so much fun. I've been Tracy Hamilton. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Sandra Radalini, and you're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge on SiriusXM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
This guy looks amazing in cargo shorts. Give it up for Todd Gray! Hey, yo!
Won't you give pictures of you?
Thanks. So guys, let's keep that energy going. That's what I'm talking about. So when I was a younger man, I used to write a lot of poetry. But now I think people can just go fuck themselves. Well, you know, a little bit about myself. I grew up in the country. So we ate a lot of strangers. You know, I've never walked a mile in another man's shoes, but I have been bowling quite a bit. That has to add up. Well, thank you for laughing at that. I appreciate it. The last show I did just got nothing, just silence. Yeah, and then I realized that everybody in that audience own their own bowling shoes. Now, and that really does make for a different show. So a little while ago, I found a Hitler record. Yeah, it was an LP of Hitler giving one of his famous speeches. You know, and oh man, it really is true what they say. Vinyl really does have a much warmer sound. Oh. So I recently discovered that my wife is Chinese, which is awesome. Awesome, you know. Answers a lot of questions, especially about the kids. But, you know, to be fair to me, she does not speak Chinese, and she does wear sunglasses a lot of the time. But I just thought she was really cool. She is actually very cool. We have a good time. You guys should come by. But I worry now that our mixed marriage is common knowledge. If we ever did break up, I wouldn't want people to think that I was racist. I already got this whole, disgraced police officer thing going on. and a Hitler record. So, but that's not the case. I carry a lot of white guilt, and I say white guilt, but it's not exclusive. Guilt is for everybody. I have a lot of it. So much so that I won't even eat a T-bone steak because I'm uncomfortable with how they're kind of in the same shape as Africa. And that's a visual metaphor I want no part of. White people have been fucking with Africa for a long time. I don't need to symbolically devour the continent. I guess you could always flip it over, but I'd know that it was there. I don't know whether you guys know this. You know that in a lot of developing countries, that's where our clothes are made by children. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I don't want to be the one to tell you. But my question is, do the little boys get paid more than the little girls? Because I think if they're paid equally, that's pretty progressive. A little while ago, my wife and I, we went on vacation to one of these third world resort countries. Didn't see any factories. Not from the bus anyways. But because we stayed on this on a first world compound. And while we were there, I realized this is exactly the opposite of what we have in Canada. Because here we live in the first world, and then we have all these native reserves. No, I know it sounded like there was going to be a joke there. No, just a horrible reality. But boy, let me tell you, the day you can join a protest by just opening up Google Street View, this world's going to change. No, I don't believe that either. But I don't know. I don't know how you feel about this, but I actually stole a lot of these jokes from some native comics. And I got to say, there really have not been a lot of repercussions. It started out, I would just take jokes about natural resources. But now I pretty much steal whatever I want. Sometimes I won't even take the whole joke. I'll just take the best part and leave the rest to rot in the sun. Guys, that's an allegory for colonialism. But I feel like if you didn't see that, then me saying allegory and colonialism probably aren't going to be a big help. So. I'm just going to go.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rivoli on Sirius XM.
Jake, you feeling good? You feeling good? How you feeling, man? You like these Toronto comedians? Well, this next comedian, she is from New York. I opened up for her when she was headlining Yuck Yucks. She is so funny. Please give it up for Jess Solomon!
That was an interesting song choice. It's very Broadway, I guess. I live in New York now, and I moved there from Canada, where everyone there is wanting to move here. It's a weird choice. I moved there with my Muslim wife. Who does that right now? Right? What? It's crazy. I'm Jewish. My wife is Palestinian. It was a really tiny wedding, really small. It was just me, her, and a UN peacekeeper. That was the whole party, you know. I moved into her place. She didn't want me there. But I moved in anyway. I'm glad you guys laughed. That joke doesn't work in New York City, I'll tell you that much. Before we went to the U.S., we went to see this lawyer, and the lawyer was like, I just have to ask you guys, is this a marriage of convenience? And I was like, what? Busted lady, my big plan to move to America is to marry a Canadian, Muslim, Palestinian woman. You know, hop right over that border. Alienate both of our families. This is literally the most convenient thing I have ever done. You know? It's crazy. People there know about Justin Trudeau because I assume he's so good looking. I don't know why else. Americans have never known about any prime minister we've had, but he, super popular, right? The other person that's so popular is Rob Ford. Yeah, they love him. They're always asking me like what he's up to, and for some reason they did not get the memo that he died of cancer. You guys know that here. They don't know that. So I'm just walking around America, like telling everybody, having to tell everybody that I'm so sorry to pass this news along, but Rob Ford died. And like they almost are expecting it to be in a funny way or something, and then you're like, it was cancer. They're like, what? You just like you expect it to be like he just did a huge rail of cocaine and then was like, I can dig the subway to the suburbs myself, you know? They look so disappointed, died of cancer. Like they just the face I get when I tell Americans that Rob Ford died of cancer is the same face that guys make when I tell them that lesbians don't really scissor. Like it's the same, like Santa Claus doesn't exist. What face, you know? It's been a fun relationship the whole way through. Like the whole way through since the first night we got together. We were really drunk. It was very romantic and. As we were taking clothes off, she stopped me and she goes, you might see something you don't like. I know I was like, did you not wax? Because I haven't either, you know. It's fine. We're both women. You know, this is like 50% of the reason we do this. She's like, no, that's not it. I'm like, do you have a penis? Because that would be amazing. She's like, no, I have a tattoo. And I was like, is it a swastika? Like, what is it? And she's like, no, it's the map of Israel, and it says Palestine over top in Hebrew letters. Yeah, right? I was like, maybe we could cover that up with a swastika. Be good. I think about sex a lot. I feel like everybody does. Our society is just really sexualized. You know, like every single company uses sex to sell their products, right? Like every company uses sex to sell their products, except the mattress companies. what the fuck, you guys, right? Like, mattresses, the number one place people have sex, according to the Journal of Common Sense, right? Like, these marketing geniuses are like, oh, yeah, we could totally go with sex to sell beds. We could definitely do that. But hold on, you guys, I've got a better idea. Let's focus instead on the science of sleep. What? Throw a bowling ball down on the bed. See what happens. Cut the mattress in half. Show people what's on the inside. Maybe show a guy turning over in bed, not even waking up his girlfriend. There's another girl in the bed nobody even knows. Burger King, the least sexy product on the planet, right? Like, not the king, obviously. He's pretty good. But the food, Burger King has this ad. It's this really hot lady on the verge of deep-throating a super 7-incher sandwich. And the tagline reads, it'll blow your mind. Yeah, guys, that's what Burger King is doing while the mattress companies are showing a couple holding hands, jumping up and down together next to a glass of wine they're not even drinking, dressed in pajamas designed by the supreme leader of Iran. Like, it's so stupid. It'd be so easy for them to come up with something sexy, right? Like memory foam prevents knee burn by locking them in place. Maybe you want to target the married demographic, right? Memory foam absorbs shakes and twitches so you could keep your late night masturbation habit a secret from the person sleeping next to you. I've always been interested in dating people that come from like a different background than myself. I just feel like it opens up your world a little bit. And when I was in college, I don't want to brag, guys. I went to college. Thanks. I was really into this guy. Oh, I should just tell you, I'm bisexual, right? Okay. Oh, Jess, how brave! How could you say such a thing in Toronto in 2016? Everybody in the room is bisexual. All right. But I was really into this guy, and he sat a couple rows ahead of me, and he was gorgeous. He was from Sierra Leone. I'd never met anyone from there before. He had this beautiful accent. It was like half British, half African. He'd always done the homework. He was like really smart, really on top of it, right? The only problem was is that he was really shy. So I asked him out, and he said yes. And we went out on a few dates, and we were on the third date. And it was one of those dates where you're trying not to finish your like third pint before he's finished half of his first one. Do you know what I mean? Like, just trying not to shovel guacamole in my mouth like I'm trying to plug a levee during Hurricane Katrina. You know, just try not to be myself. Try not to be disgusting. And after the date, we went back to my place. It's like, just outside, he walked me home, and we're standing there, and I want him to grab me, kiss me, something, make a move, right? That's what, like, guys do. They make moves. Otherwise, you go off and become a lesbian and do all of the work. You know what I mean? I don't want to generalize. That was my personal experience. So I grabbed him and I kissed him, right? By the way, not important, but his name was Yahya. Yeah, my friends were so immature about it. They're like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I'm going out with Yahya. They're like, yeah, yeah, you are. I was like, guys, grow up. Come on, you know? So I invite Yahya into my place, right? And now we're standing in the kitchen and he's talking. And it's just getting later and later and he's not making any moves. And I'm just standing there in my kitchen, like physically feeling myself growing older. Do you know what I mean? Like just physically feeling myself growing. Like suddenly I'm an old woman that never had sex again because I'm still in my kitchen listening to Yahya. So your life is short, you know, is what I think. And I'm just like, you know what, Yahya, I'm going to bed and you can come with me if you want. So he's like, okay, thank you. Thank you. So we start getting ready for bed like we've been married for 12 years. But it's date number 3. And we get into the bed and we're practically naked. We're practically naked. He's still not making any moves. I'm like, am I being punked right now? Is this a cultural thing? Am I in a mattress commercial? Like, what's happening? So I say goodnight and I turn around and I look at the wall. I don't know if you guys do this, but like the wall's my friend that's been watching everything go down. And I'm just like, what the fuck, wall? Is it me, you know? And just as I'm talking to the wall, I hear a little voice come from the other side of the bed, and it's Yahya. Imagine if it was somebody else. Like, oh, hey. And just very gently, he goes, hey, would it be okay if we held hands? I know, a little bit. I was years away from comedy, but I'm like, let's see where this is going to go, you know? So I turn around, and we start holding hands in bed. Do you guys get it? We're holding hands in a bed. We're not swinging hands because we're in a bed. We're holding hands in a bed. It's the weirdest thing anyone's asked me to do in bed ever, ever, ever in my life, including this guy who, after he gained a little bit of confidence from holding my hand in the bed, started making moves down my body, right? Exciting, I know. Except for that he completely bypassed Spadina Station. Like, right? And went down on my feet. Yes, exactly, exactly. It was summer, I'd been wearing sandals. No, it's not my thing. Here's the thing, I promise you, if it had been a white guy, I would have been like, no, thank you, I'm not into it, you know? But I was trying to be culturally sensitive. I don't know. I don't know, maybe you pay tribute to the feet before you enter the flower. I don't know how it works in Sierra Leone, you know? So I let him do his thing. He was down there for a while, and honestly, I've had more pleasure from a pedicure where I could, like, grab a magazine and entertain myself. When he finally came back up here, I was like, oh, hey, yeah, yeah, nice to see you. How's it going? And he was good. He was good. He was excited, so that was good. He was hard, so that was nice. So I went to go touch his penis, and he came right away, like right away, right in my palm. So I was like, hey, yeah, yeah, would it be okay if we held hands? Thank you, guys. You've been so much fun. I'm Jess Solomon. Let's welcome back Keith Pedro.
Hi, I'm Andrew Riveme, and you're listening to the Alt Dot Comedy Lounge, taped live from the Rivoli every Monday night in downtown Toronto. The Alt Dot on Sirius XM's Canada Laughs, channel 168.
Guys, this has been the show. How do you feel? This has been the show, right? We do this every Monday. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. Please give it up for everybody running the show here. Taylor, Lauren, guys, Dana here, they're back. All the comics you've seen today. Give it up for them. Guys, I'm Keith Pedro. Have a great night. Thank you.
The Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.